Joe's Need to Know News. Some interesting stuff this morning. The historic amphitheater in Noblesville, formerly known as Clips Music Center, unveiled their new partnership on Wednesday, along with a new name. And I saw it, like the TV article or the TV story about it, but I cannot say this. It looks like Ruhoff Home Mortgage Music Center, but I know
it is Ruhoff. No, it is Ruhoff.
Am I saying it right? Okay, I thought I was saying it wrong, but I guess that's the new naming right. I don't know how long they have it for right there. But I know people are like, it's still Deer Creek to me. But I think that's how it is for anybody. Like, when it's an original thing, a name, like, I don't know. You want to keep the original name. People are always doing
that. Well, Deer Creek was in the 80s, so it's been a while.
It was crazy. They were doing the conference yesterday, going over all the acts and artists that have come through there. Like, just legendary people. I'm like, dang.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
Look at you there. So I've went there a few times for shows. It's always been fun. Mm-hmm. Alex, I don't know if this is ever going to be a Murder Monday, but this is a crazy story. Police in Florida just solved a cold case from 1990. A 40-year-old woman named Marilyn in Florida answered a knock at her door. It was a clown with white makeup, an orange wig, and a red nose, and balloons that said, "You're the greatest!" Then the clown pulled out a gun and shot her in the face.
Oh my gosh, it literally is like it.
It is. She died in the hospital 2 days later. The case went cold, mainly because the cops focused on the woman's husband, who was innocent. But 3 years ago, the police reopened the case, and it led them to a new suspect.
Whoa.
The woman who is now married to him.
No way.
Yeah, this is some crazy stuff right here. She's a 54-year-old woman named Shyla, and she's was 27 at the time of the murder and was probably having an affair with Michael, even though he denied it to the cops back then in 1990. But after interviews with witnesses and new DNA tests, there was enough evidence to indict her, and she was just arrested for first-degree murder.
Bro.
Holy crap. Oh, my gosh. Oreo, this is kind of delicious news, has introduced their own cookie-infused hot cocoa mix. Are you a hot cocoa drinker?
I'm not really a chocolate person. I like chocolate chip cookies, and I love cookies and cream.
Yes.
Chocolate bars, but that is literally pretty much it for me.
Cookies and cream ice cream?
Cookies and cream is my favorite ice cream.
Nom, 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 nom. So good. It's going to be on shelves sometime in October nationwide. I know you're in a sense dating. You're not dating anybody right now. And I know Liv the Web Girl might have at least have friends that know these. But a couple of terms I want to throw at you guys. Or maybe producer MYK too. There's a new dating term called submarining. Has anybody here ever heard of submarining?
No.
Okay, tell me if you've heard of something similar. Submarining might be the worst term, like, thing that could happen to somebody. It's not good at all. What it is it's when you ghost someone for a while, and then you resurface out of nowhere and text them as if nothing's wrong. Like, you don't talk for a while. The guy keeps on hitting you up. Then you're like, oh, hey, how's it going, MYK? Good to see ya.
Oh, like a submarine goes down,
comes back up.
Okay,
there
is another name for this. It's called Mr. Big. Every girl has a Mr. Big. That's what it is.
Oh, like from Sex and the City?
Yes.
And another term right here, tinstagramming. I did look at that. There's also a new term called tinstagramming. Have you heard of tinstagramming?
Nope.
Apparently guys are doing this. It's where you get rejected on Tinder, then you stalk the person on Instagram and try to convince them to go out with you. Apparently guys are doing it a lot.
Never heard of that.
Tinstagramming.
Tinstagram.
Those are just things that I've heard. I was wondering if you knew about that. If anybody's heard of any of those, or maybe you have the same term like Alex does, like Mr. Big or whatever, Joe and Alex Show, you can tweet us.